All right, welcome to the new season of the Punk Barista Witch podcast. This will start off 2021 with the end of 2020 episode. So, without further ado, welcome to the Punk Barista Witch, where me, a former barista, will teach you about activism, witchy stuff, and coffee. So, enjoy. Hey guys, I see I still have some loyal listeners, and to y'all I'd like to say thank you. You guys feel like friends to me now, so as friends do this time of year, I'd like to reflect with you guys. 2020 has been a roller coaster for all of us. We've heard all the same junk all throughout 2020. So I won't talk about the virus or public health or, you know, certain politicians we all might hate. We all know who I'm talking about. So instead, I'll focus on stuff that I'm way more qualified to talk about. Technology, environment, and mental health. And that's pretty much what I'm going to talk about for the rest of this whole podcast season. Personally, my mental health has fluctuated drastically this year, as I'm sure the rest of the world experienced with me. I'm grateful for all that 2020 has brought me and not taken from me, thank God. But, however, the new normal has really freaked me out, and brought me down a lot, so I can't pretend that I have answers on how to make anything feel better, because things won't be better for a while, guys. This is how it's gonna be for quite some time for all of us. So instead of trying to change things that we can't change, the way that I think we should choose to look at things and the way that I'm going to start looking at things is to focus on what I can control and roll with whatever I can. It's been a weird year. And I don't think 2021 is going to get tons better. Just saying. Like, everyone's expecting all of the crazy stuff to end in 2021, as if there's going to be like a magic flip in a couple days that's just going to make everything better, and it's not. We all have to actively work towards this, you guys. Activism. We have to put our actions into gear, help our fellow man, woman, and theys. We love our theys here. And, we've got to get through this together, you know? And I took a long break from this podcast because of a lot of the stuff that started happening last year and the end of last year, really, and most of this year. But I came back because this was a place for me to share my thoughts without being interrupted. And a lot of people need that right now. A lot of people need a place for their voice to be heard without everyone just jumping in and screaming at them because you might not feel 100% the way someone else feels. And we all need to have an open mind towards each other. We're all going through the same stuff. Some of us a little more than others, granted. But, we're all going through a lot. And now more than ever, we need empathy. So that brings me to my next point. And that's that with all that has gone on this year, many of us feel like our voices have been drowned out by all of the news, all of the politicians, and all of the other crazy stuff that's happened this year. So first, before we move on with any of my thoughts on anything, I'd like to open up my Instagram and TikTok comments to your thoughts. To anyone who needs to talk or vent or get everything out of their system in the way that I use this podcast, I'm here for you. I'll listen to you. I'll be your non-judgmental third party to really help you through everything that's gone on, you know? So my Instagram is punkparisawitch, all one word. It always has been, and it probably always will be. And my new TikTok is baristawitch, which is all one word as well. There I give a few of my more, how do we put it, controversial thoughts on things. Because this podcast is meant to be heard by a lot of people, and my TikTok is more for people my age. More for people who definitely follow the same wavelength that I do, whereas this podcast, I just want the most amount of people. But if you feel like I'm someone that you can relate to, my TikTok is a great place for you. My Instagram is more for everybody. And if you're one of the everybody type of people, I highly encourage you to use that comment section. But my TikTok is definitely a place where some more controversial things can be discussed, because, well, TikTok is oversaturated, so who's gonna watch my stuff? More people than I thought, apparently. But I love you all. So along with this podcast, TikTok, like I said, has been a great place for my opinions to be heard. But TikTok is kind of being weird with the algorithm. So going towards that point, I think now is the time to uplift marginalized voices more than anything. And I know marginalized is such a controversial word, because who can really tell who's marginalized and who's not? But there are a few groups of people that we can all agree definitely need a little bit more uplifting right now. Native American voices, for sure. I've been watching a lot of Native American TikTok. Highly recommend. Very interesting stuff. God, my ancestors sucked. Like, a lot. But also, members of the LGBT community, other people of color. Black TikTok is taking a hit right now, and we need to go support them. Hispanic TikTok is hilarious, mostly because I grew up in a very, Hispanic community, and I just am like, ayo, butter containers, I get you. So, yeah. And also women are going through a lot right now, because a lot of the health crisis that's going on right now is pushing women's health on the back burner, and that's not okay, because we have legitimate concerns too, and it's not like, it's women and trans men mostly, but there's some non-binary people going through stuff too, trans women to a lesser extent, but they still need help, but women and trans men are having their reproductive rights reconsidered because of the health crisis, and that's not cool. So, yeah. It's really the time to listen to these people and everybody else around us and uplift each other and highlight voices that need to be heard during this time for the reasons that I just mentioned. And it's hard on all of us. Like, I get it. But it's really hard on those who face discrimination in the wake of this hectic year. Imagine having to go through all of the crap that's happened this year, and then also facing marginalization, also facing the fact that your community is being knocked down a peg, and not in a way that's beneficial. Like, your community is crumbling around you. You're facing poverty, like a lot of us are right now, and like, I know it's a lot to imagine, but that's what some people are going through right now. And this year has been really difficult to focus on helping other people and helping in general with activism, but and with every day feeling like a struggle, to just get through to tomorrow can feel like a huge challenge and a huge burden. Trust me, I get it more than a lot of people do. But during times like this is when we've had the greatest amounts of change and the greatest amount of progress, really. the civil rights movement started in the 50s, really, right after World War II. Everyone was coming home, everyone was adjusting to life, and Black people realized they were using us in the war, but now that the white men are home, like, why are we being pushed on the back burner now? That's not okay. And so the civil rights movement happened, and we've still got a ways to go as far as civil rights, but, I mean, desegregation happened after the Holocaust, after Pearl Harbor and atomic bombs, and yet we still made so much change. And women's suffrage happened in the midst of the Spanish flu and World War I and all of this other stuff just combining and happening, and women pushed through all of that crap. It's like, you can use us when we're needed, but when we're not, you're gonna throw us around? No. And more recently, LGBT marriage rights happened right after the last Great Recession in 2008 and 2009. That's something people my age can look at and see happen, and progress is still yet to be made, my beautiful act of witches. Innovation comes in times of great struggle. And I think we can all agree that we're struggling right now. Something's gotta change. And if not now, then when? If not you, then who? Now, on a more positive note, environmentally, we see how amazing the world can be with less pollution. I mean, it took a lockdown to expose this, but we can achieve a world with fewer cars and cleaner production. The time is now for better environmental initiatives and better environmental innovation. The Green New Deal, before all this happened, got people talking, but it's time to push for more. It's time to push for better. The Green New Deal might be a start, but it's not going to fix everything. So work to bring that to your legislative people's eyes. Join a Zoom session with your local environmental group to see what types of legislation are happening in your area. Like right now, my area is literally saving hundreds of acres of prairie. That's cool. And this just doesn't apply to Americans. Across the world, legislation for cleaner initiatives are going into effect. Local governments are the best way to enact change. And I know there's local governments no matter where you're at. Look at how many cities are banning straws and plastic bags. My boyfriend's mom gave out reusables at the family Thanksgiving because her area is banning plastic. So she figured everybody else's would too eventually. Like, she is not the biggest environmentalist, but, even she's seeing the need for reusables and things that are gonna help us change. So I'm proud of her, but I'm also proud of her city for doing what was necessary to get citizens to normalize reusables. So despite all that has happened, 2020 will be a year no one will forget. And to look at a similar year in history, check out 1969. There's a book that I really like called 1969, The Year Everything Changed, and it's available on ebook for anyone who doesn't want a physical copy. Ebooks save trees, y'all. So I'm absolutely sure that 2020 will be considered a year like 1969. Minus Woodstock, of course. Nothing will ever replace Woodstock. So, thanks for tuning in, and I'll see y'all next year. Alright, you guys. You can find me at Punk Barista Witch on every social media. TikTok's coming soon. So, until next time, like I said earlier, stay active, witchy.